South Africans, including Lanesians, are exposed to many forms of danger, from crime to hijacking, road accidents, fire, vehicle breakdown, etc. A few years ago, we spoke about the app that has been launched, the Namola app. And there's been some developments and some, upgrades to the app. This afternoon, we're joined by activist Altaf Khan, who joins us on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamualaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
So you're speaking again. I did come to you some time back, remember, regarding this app.
Yes. So what are the developments with regards to the app? I understand that there has been some accommodation to separate various extensions of Lanesia.
So what we decided, what Namola did, requested each extension be on their own application. So doesn't clutter the whole thing. You know, you've got like 1,000 people on an application and everybody presses, becomes a bit annoying. So we decided to separate it in each extension so they can manage their own security system and see what the needs of the people are, if there's a fire or any other emergency service required.
And in terms of the app now being functioning for a while, how has it helped people, benefit people?
You know what, it's phenomenal because it's assisted people in many ways. You get stuck on the highway, you get immediate call back from the call center. The call center makes sure that somebody gets to the person that needs assistance. Most of the time, if they can't get local responders, they'll get government responders as well to assist them.
Yes, people have been benefiting in that way. Is this app free or is there some charge to being part of it?
So this whole application is free, the application itself. So when you, if any of the person presses the SOS button and requests assistance, there's a callback for that. There's no charge or anything. They will direct your emergency to whatever is your requirement. The responders can be private and they can charge, you see. But the government responds like ambulance, SAPS, fire, there's no charge for that.
Yes. And what's the future of this app? I know, where do you plan to take it going forward? To what level? What is the vision for it?
I've been running it for 1 year and I've been doing Annadale in Asia South, El Dorado Park, on a broader spectrum, but there's much more membership on there, you see. So what happens is most of the people are utilizing the server. So if there's a hijacking or something, put a message out and members from the other areas can even see there's something happening, can do a bolo on this vehicle that's passing or whatever. They can speak up and give us information on this vehicle if it's coming to the area.
Yes. Alhamdulillah, no, great work. May Allah reward you abundantly and take it from strength to strength.
I mean, yeah, we just basically modified it now so that each area can, you know, look after their own extension and then service their own community in that area. So
yes.
The best part, the part of this application is if a person presses the SOS button, whoever's part of the application can see who's the person that pressed, the location and the nature of the incident. So there's no questions asked who, what, and, you know, to get to the place. There's a GPS button, you tap on it, it directs you straight to the incident.
Yes. Yes, so that also assists in getting the help timelessly.
100%. And you know, it can happen 2-3 in the morning. If you need assistance, the call center will call you back immediately, try and get you assistance as soon as possible. And it will be what you tell the help assist. So they will be all the time calling you, asking you if you've been assisted. A lot of members overseas with good Samaritans, the neighbors can come out and assist if there's a fire or any other issues.
Hmm. May Allah accept me. I'll take it from strength to strength. Jazakumullah khair for the update.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, so that was the latest development on the Namola app, some of the benefits and how people have been utilizing it.